Greetings, Cobra. We're glad to have you with us today.
Yes, hello, everybody, welcome.
And before we get started, I'd like to say that we're not going to get into any personal questions, and Cobra will not be asked questions relating to other people or other websites. So, Cobra, it's been a while since we saw you on the Big Island of Hawaii. We had a great time at the ISIS conference there. And I've had some questions from people about the lava flow of Kilauea. Some messages have come through from the Ascension, Contact to Ascension website, that perhaps the lava flow was going to cut off the main road and turn that corner of the island into an island of itself, enabling the galactic brothers and sisters to have easier contact with us. Do you think that is a possibility?
It is extremely unlikely because according to my information, this situation is not so drastic and will not lead to drastic changes in the infrastructure of the island. But actually, at a certain point after the event, the whole planet will become an island of light. So this is what we are headed towards.
Very good. Well, that would be very good news, because many of the people living in that area have been concerned that they would be cut off, so that certainly would be good news. I have another question about technology from the star visitors. Is it possible that the islands of Hawaii would be one of the first places for shared technologies to occur?
It would be actually simultaneously happening throughout the world, so there would be no first place or last place. Everywhere.
And people have asked about creating intentional communities with off-grid energy systems and permaculture, food forests, etc. How quickly do you see these new models spreading throughout the globe?
This will spread drastically and fast after the event. Before the event, it is not likely because most people are still tied to the financial system. This is number one. And number two, the interpersonal relationships between the people in those communities are not healed because of the past issues which have not been healed and because of the ongoing fears.
Recently, we had the LA Conscious Life Expo here in Los Angeles, and many people experienced the Stargate portal, where through meditation and music, transmissions were received from the Pleiades, the Arcturians, and Ascended Masters. Do you think that this is a good way for us to raise our vibrations to be receptive to contact with other civilizations?
Yes, of course. This is a good way to connect. Not the only one, but it's a good way to connect.
And it is also said that during this experience, our DNA that's been dormant can be reawakened. Is that possible?
Basically, it's not about DNA. DNA is part of the physical body. What needs to awaken is the consciousness. And the DNA transformation in the physical body is just a consequence of that transformation of consciousness. So the consciousness needs to transform first, and then the DNA transforms by itself.
I have some questions from the internet. Gil would like to know, who is Lucifer, and is he connected to any of the alien races dominating this solar system?
This entity has been removed from the planet quite some time ago and is now working with the light forces, has been transformed and is no longer part of the dark cabal. And this entity came from the Andromeda galaxy a long time ago and have quite a quite an important role in the history of this planet, and is no longer a part of this planetary system, so it's no longer here.
Gil would also like to know, what is the process about gaining power through the sacrifice of people, especially children, in satanic ritual as being done by the elite?
This is complete nonsense. This is the idea which comes... It is actually acting out of trauma. It's a trauma-based mind control which goes from generation to generation, and they think they are getting power from this. In reality, they are just keeping the trauma active from generation to generation, and those people are completely delusional. They don't know what they're doing.
And how does pedophilia tie into this?
It is part of this process. It is because those children who are, those people who are doing this, most of them have been misused and abused as children themselves, and they had no way to deal with that situation, so they're acting that out. This has been rationalized inside the Illuminati circles as part of the ritual, but in fact it's just a psychological disbalance.
And the final question from Gil, what is harvesting?
Harvesting is a concept that many of the low vibrational races use when they conquest planets and they harvest the resources, and for them resources include various races inhabiting those planets. And harvesting, as it was referred in this question, will never happen again.
We have Raisa with some further questions.
We have more questions from Prepare for Change website. Judith Ring would like to know, can the light beings and whoever else see who is meditating down here on this planet?
Yes. When they reach a certain level of consciousness, a certain level of development, they can see who is meditating, and they can actually assist in that meditation by sending light energy to that being.
Are there ships over our areas far up? We can see some parts of them. Do they know we can see them and are taking pictures of them?
Okay, one question at a time.
So, can they see, do they know that we see them?
Yes, yes. They're aware of our presence, and especially when they connect with us, and if we are aware of this, a certain link is created.
Judith also says, I have many pictures and videos of many objects with many strange designs on them. Some have lights, but the whole ship doesn't show, and there is more than one over us on a clear night. Sometime we can see changing colors, sitting for hours, then they leave, turn orange or white, many of them. We see reddish-orange ones or huge white lights. They sit, but you can see other parts to these objects. Are these the ships that actually watch us?
Yes, many of those lights in the sky are actually ships that are watching us.
We now have Angel Eyes with some questions.
Hi, Cobra. I was wondering if you could give us and give the healing community your vision of how the healers of the world can contribute their energy and intention towards building a new society where people can find finally be free from illness and disease.
Okay, there are many factors here. The first one is for the healers to unite in a higher vision of the new society and also to begin exploring suppressed healing technologies. There have been many technologies developed, especially in the last 100 years, that are very extremely effective in healing physical disease, and many of those have been suppressed. And in combining those new technologies, or actually say, I would say all suppressed technologies which will appear to be new, with spiritual and energetic and emotional healing, dramatic healing results can be achieved. And this is something that people can begin exploring right now.
Cobra, do you have any thoughts on how our healing groups throughout the world can start to procure the new healing technologies and help people who need help now, pre-event?
Okay, situation pre-event is a little bit complicated, mainly because of the financial factor, and also because people are not aware that they need healing. Most people do not contact healers for assistance. So there is not enough awareness of the importance of healing on the planet, and this needs to spread also through the authority media.
Okay, thank you for that, Cobra. I have a question from Richie, and he would like to know what the view will be of gun ownership in the new paradigm.
Okay, most people will no longer have a need to carry guns because the climate, the society climate will change. And those who have that need to, of course, will be willing to, will be able to do this, will still be able to carry guns if they wish, but this will drastically be reduced after the event. That need will no longer be so present among people.
Thank you. What will happen with the Christians and other fundamentalists in the New World?
Okay, there will be a very drastic awakening taking place when the truths of the religions, how they were created and how the main point of the truth will be coming out. This will be quite intense shock for most people, but the evidence will be provided and many of those belief systems will be shattered. And instead of those belief systems, higher truths will come. And people will need to go through a certain mental transformation. And after that transformation, they will feel much better. They will be much more free. And there will be no more need for organized religion as we know it now on this planet.
Thank you, Cobra. Could you perhaps give us more insight into the cashless transaction system, how it will work, and will we be using gold and silver in this system?
No, actually, the transformation of the financial system will have many phases. The first phase will be at the event, the moment of the reset. It will be a transition into the society where the new financial system will be asset-backed, so there will be gold and other physical, tangible value which will make up the system. But we will still use currencies for the value exchange. And society will go through a certain transformation, and after new technologies are introduced, when the replicators are introduced, the need for money will be less and less. At a certain point, there will be no more need for human beings to exchange value for money, because all physical matter will be easily reproduced in replicators, and spiritual value will be freely shared among human beings.
Thank you, Cobra. This is Judy. I have another person who's asking for more intel about the ascension process. He says that previously you had mentioned there may have been some people who have already ascended, and he's interested to know if this is possible before the event.
Very few people have ascended, and nobody has ascended on this planet, from the surface of the planet, since 1996. At this moment, real intel about ascension is still classified, because there are forces that would like to misuse that intel, so I'm not giving any comments at this moment yet about the ascension process.
Very good. We have Raisa now with some questions.
We have a series of questions from Andy. He asks, I'd like to know about twin souls and how to reconnect with them.
You can reconnect with your twin soul through meditation, because on a certain level you are one with your twin soul, and if you reach a high enough state of consciousness, you will reach that oneness inside.
What does it mean when they show up in a dream?
It means that this connection, this oneness, has been manifested through a dream state and is actually part of our awakening.
Could it be a shared dream? Or is it a dream of the future? Or just what my mind wishes to happen?
In most cases, it is a vision or a real actual contact, which happens on a higher astral plane sometimes.
We have Angel Eyes now with some questions.
This is from Eduardo. If we are changing into a completely new social and financial system, why are the royal families, such as the European royal families and the Chinese dragon families, in charge of all the wealth of the entire globe?
They are not in charge of the wealth. They think they are in charge. And this is precisely the reason, one of the reasons why it's taking so long, because certain of those families do not wish to release their attachment to the world wealth. But one way or the other, when the event happens, this wealth belongs to all humanity. It will be given to the whole humanity.
Okay, thank you. Why are the royal Chinese families calling themselves dragons when in the occult and esoteric meaning of the word, it is reptilians.
It is not the only meaning of the word. I would explain. There were the draconian race that came to this planet has two factions. The majority of them were, I would say, the bad guys, but there is also a good draconian faction. And one part of the mission of the good draconians was to be custodians and guardians of the wealth of the planet. And in the West, this project did not succeed. In the East, it was successful to a certain degree. And the original plan of the Bagan families was to give this wealth to humanity. But along the course, many of them got corrupted, so this is the problem. The problem is not their origin. The problem is not the symbol of the dragon. The problem is human personality. And this is the problem everywhere around the planet, regardless of the names that we give to those people or those groups.
Thank you, Cobra. What is going to happen to the royal families around the world after the event, to all those bloodlines who believe that they are better than the rest of us? Aren't we all supposed to be one?
They will need to face the reality, and finally they will begin to realize they are nothing special in that sense of the word. They are part of the family, yes, but they are not more than anybody else. Many of them will be able to be integrated as equals in society. Some of them will not be able to integrate it, and some of them will be taken to the central sun for instruction.
Thank you. Why is everyone asking for a foundation type of 501c in order to receive funding for humanitarian projects, and why not any other entity such as a trust? It is well known that only a small minority of people own foundations, and most of the elite and big transnationals have one main purpose, and that's hiding and parking large amounts of funds for tax evasion purposes. So, the rebuilding of the Earth now requires a 501c before we can get started. Is this not unfair to the majority of the light workers who do not or cannot afford to set up a 501c3 foundation?
Probably you're referring to a certain call that I made. It is simply that one benefactor chose to donate only to a 501 type of entity. It was that particular case. But in general, I would support the benefactors to finance all the projects regardless of the form or shape. And I would give priority to projects that give basic necessities of life, like food, clothes, and shelter to people in Africa, Asia, South America, and also North America, Europe, everywhere on the planet. This is number one priority. And then, after that, other things can happen.
This seems to be also a requirement for the Red Dragon, what the ambassador has been saying also.
Yes.
Cobra, I have some questions from George. George would like to know, is it still necessary in case of the event that we stock up on food and water supplies?
Yes, this part of the plan did not change. We still have that period of time where people will need to be ready for disruption in distribution chain.
George wants to know, will the financial system completely crash for the new system to be implemented?
Yes, it means that all banks throughout the planet will be shut down. No online, no electronic transactions will be possible. All transactions will need to happen with cash. No credit cards, no online payments, no bank transfers. That will not be possible for a week or two.
George says, from my understanding, ascension is more of a gradual process, but will the event trigger the masses to start awakening?
Yes, the event will trigger the masses to start awakening, but this is not ascension yet.
That's it for George. We now have Raisa.
Andre wants to know, Cobra, was the cabal behind the Romania's revolution in 1989?
Basically, what happened is for the awakening of the people, because the image of the right, which transformed the political system in those countries, but then the cabal came and misused that awakening and directed and channeled that energy to strengthen the control of the central banking system over those countries.
Thank you.
We now have Angel Eyes.
Mark is asking, how do the cabal identify light workers? What kind of technologies do they use?
The cabal, I would say the majority of the cabal has no interest in the light workers. They just want to control everybody massively without any discrimination. Light workers are targeted only by special groups when they get powerful enough to start creating cracks in the matrix when the energy flood is so strong that it needs to disrupt their stellar grid. And then they get targeted.
Thank you. If the resistance movement said in the past that they had moved all of the elite gold off the planet, why are the Chinese, among Neil Keenan and others, claiming that they have seen thousands of bunkers that Chinese in around China and Southeast Asia that are full of gold?
Okay, I would like those people to give proof to their claims. That means a photo from inside the bunker with a recent newspaper. When I see that kind of photo, then we can discuss this question.
Thank you.
Cobra, I have some questions from the healing group. The first one references a channeled message that millions of higher selves of the dark souls came back to the light. The question is, what happens to the aspect of the dark soul and the physical form? Can you comment on this?
The problem with the cabal is that most of those entities have disconnected their personalities from the soul, so there is almost zero soul contact. And it is not easy for them to reconnect back. So some of them will reconnect when the time is ready, some of them will not. It is not determined yet. For some, it's not that they will not. For some, it's not that they will. But for many of them, it is not determined yet.
I have another question. Will the cities of light appear this year? Actually, it's referencing the one in Sedona. Will the City of Light appear this year in Sedona?
Okay, I will not answer any questions with time frames. So I won't give any time frames for certain events.
There's another question. Is all of humanity going through the activation of the 12 strands of DNA now, or only certain groups would go through this process now?
Only certain beings that are incarnated on this planet will go through this process, and these are the star people or the star seeds. They are the only ones that will go through the full transformation of DNA. Most of humanity is not ready for that yet.
Thank you. The final question is asking if President Obama, who's in D.C., is a real person or a clone.
He's a real person.
Thank you, Cobra. Now we have Angel Eyes with another series of questions.
David is asking, Cobra has said in the past that it's better that we stay on our plane than on the astral plane for now. And I think this was in reference to a comment that you made about people who commit suicide. He has recently had a family member die, and now he's concerned. What's going on over there?
Okay, the situation is that the lower astral plane is not purified yet. And what is the most important in this particular situation is